This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Some Israelis who settled in the West Bank are wondering how long they can stay. They live on disputed land, which may be outside the areas that Israel is willing to defend. The new Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert, says he wants to set Israel's final borders within 4 years. And if there's no resumption of talks with Palestinians, the Prime Minister says he will act on his own. Some large Jewish settlements would remain in place, while an estimated 70,000 settlers would have to leave. NPR's Linda Gradstein spoke to some of them.
30 years ago, Yaakov Yardin was one of the founders of the Jewish settlement of Shiloh in the heart of the West Bank, about halfway between the two large Palestinian towns of Ramallah and Nablus. Today, with 250 families living in comfortable red-roofed houses, Shiloh looks like a prosperous American suburb. But there's a mood of apprehension here. Yardin says Shiloh settlers are more worried than ever before about the chances that their own government will uproot them. He says some of his neighbors have put off planned renovations.
I think that this time it's really dangerous to spend money, and everyone is afraid, deep in his heart, like in the song.
But, Yardin says, Shiloh's residents have felt threatened before, during past Israeli-Palestinian peace talks that focused on potential Israeli withdrawals from occupied territory. And yet, he says, Shiloh has continued to grow. Batyan Yisrael Meidad moved to the settlement 25 years ago and raised their 5 children here. Batya says she doesn't want to even think of the possibility that she might have to leave her home. But she says Israel's withdrawal from Gaza and the forced relocation of its 9,000 settlers broke a psychological barrier.
I never thought that disengagement would happen. And all the times I wrote and spoke against it, I always stressed that it wasn't an issue of a few sweet families. It's the entire country in danger. And that if that isn't stopped, they'd be after us next.
Batya says she has no intention of leaving Shiloh. Her husband Yisrael says he was more worried before last month's Israeli election. The victory of Ehud Olmert's Kadima party was less than expected, and Yisrael says it won't be easy for the new government to move ahead with its plan to pull out of parts of the West Bank.
Ehud Olmert, if he's smart, even in his own policies, should say to himself, to the people and to the United States, I did not get a mandate for further disengagement. Only if I can improve Israel's society and social and welfare, in 2 years, maybe I can then do it.
Shiloh founder Yaakov Yardin says the residents have also learned from last summer's experiences in Gaza. There, rabbis urged the settlers not to fight the soldiers who came to evacuate them. Yardin says the Gaza settlers made it too easy for the state to kick them out. Earlier this year, there was a violent clash between settlers and troops in the unauthorized West Bank outpost of Amona, not far from Shiloh. More than 300 Israelis, soldiers and settlers, were wounded when troops came to dismantle 8 empty houses in the settlement. That violent resistance, Yardin says, is the new model.
We won't act as good boys. We'll act like it was in Amona. It won't be so easy to take us out. We'll fight on every place.
Any proposed evacuation would also be expensive. Yaakov Yardin says it will cost tens of billions of dollars, money Israel doesn't have. And he says he doubts the Bush administration or the rest of the international community would agree to support Olmert's plan. Linda Gradstein, NPR News.